for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 25th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A very ambitious project will go before the City of Santa Rosa's Design Review Board tonight. Developers are hoping to build almost 800 housing units on a 35-acre parcel sandwiched between Lance Drive and Guerneville Road. It would include 672 apartments, 100 single-family residences, retail, parking, a clubhouse, and pools. Supporters note its location, close to Cottingtown, schools, and the SMART train. Opponents say the scope is too big. Lance Drive is a very narrow residential street, and traffic on Guerneville Road is already impacted. The Santa Rosa Police Department is trying a new tactic to try and locate missing people. They are turning to Facebook. The department is now posting information about individuals and their last known locations in the hopes that someone out there might have seen them and can help locate missing loved ones. So far, they've uploaded the profiles of 5 people considered missing. You can view them on the police department's Facebook page. Old Adobe Preschool in downtown Sonoma needs help. $40,000 worth of help, or it may be forced to close this Friday. According to the Index Tribune, the school needs to pay payroll taxes and teacher salaries. And without an influx of cash, it will run out of money and be forced to cease operations. The school has about 30 students and has been in operation since 1980. In sports, the Warriors beat the Atlanta Hawks 134-112. They'll take on the Sacramento Kings today. And your forecast today, areas of dense fog early, otherwise sunny and nice with low 60s. Tonight, clear early with more patchy dense fog by morning and lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy through the day, low 60s. There is a chance of showers tomorrow night into very early Saturday morning. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor. Open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks. So they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it. And your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
102.7 The Wolf, and Rick Michaels here. I know you were smiling when you heard or even saw this. The comedian Jon Stewart is coming back to The Daily Show as a weekly host and executive producer. This is going to happen through the 2024 U.S. election cycle. His first day or night, for that matter, Monday, February 12th.
To find you, shine away. Oh, I've been coming for your lover.
somebody. Turn on the music.
Okay, you got it.
I love the music.
102.7, The Wolf.
Gateway to the Wolf Online. Wolf Music Archives. A list of the artists and titles of all the songs we play.
Stacey Kay here.
The
with
personalities and programming on the Wolf. The Wolf Event Calendar. All you need to know about what's going on in Sonoma County.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
TheWolf.fm.
A little bite. Hard.
TheWolf.fm.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get another update on the roadways from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Still pretty packed out of Petaluma. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. Southbound 101 still poking along. Nothing but brake lights from just south of Castaigne getting into the Narrows. In fact, it's going to stay slow almost to the south end of Olympali Park. And, of course, the usual brake lights coming down the hill between Novato and the Civic Center. Petaluma to Central San Rafael, a 50-minute ride. Plan on 63 minutes to the Golden Gate. Northbound 101, your downtown Santa Rosa ride, still very uneventful, just the way we like it. If you're a recent grad or work in social services or a related field, there's an exciting new career opportunity as a certified wellness coach. Visit cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Lisa Carr. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Where do we go now?
for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 25th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The nonprofit Social Advocates for Youth has turned to slashing jobs in a desperate attempt to stay afloat financially. The organization announced earlier this year that they needed to raise $1 million to stay open and mounted a campaign. It is not known how much they raised. According to the Press Democrat, about 10 employees, including the chief of operations, have been let go. At its peak, SAY had over 300 employees. They're down to about 60 now. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has voted to temporarily extend a ban on removing 31 species of native trees for at least 4 more months. The move gives them more time to adopt permanent rules around which trees can be cut down and what mitigation measures apply when they are. The ban applies